Listen and stream the only talk radio, Freedom 106.5, for the only talk that matter.
Welcome back to Freedom 106.5 FM. It is Tata Tuesdays.
Tasty Tuesdays.
Tasty. Where did Tata's just come from?
I don't know. Every week,
we just say Tata Tuesdays.
Yeah. Good day, Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah, she lost.
And sorry for being late.
Yeah, we apologize for being late. We normally get only an hour and something, you know.
Yeah.
Because Sean doesn't want to leave when 5:30 reach now. He just sit down here.
Hey.
And just sit down.
I got a
I'd
home.
I'd be like, only like the dog.
I got a home.
You find a home.
Yeah,
I found a home. So you feel here is AGC. You understand? We just get our place. Anyway, TNT, welcome to another prolific edition of Tasty Tuesdays right here on Freedom 106.5 FM. Chef Sean Spencer is in the building. Of course, yours surely, Davey Murray, the most controversial, antagonizing, yet inspirational and smart.
Lord Jesus, all that?
You're lucky I didn't put handsome and good looking.
I would have
had to talk about you and your handsome as well.
No, we're not talking about
me. I didn't feel
me,
to share the spotlight.
Take it, brother.
I didn't feel to. But I must say the salad, you know. You remember that guy we talked to from Hillview? Is it Hillview?
That chef.
Was it Hillview, boy? That gentleman.
You're talking about 2 weeks ago?
Before Carnival. Was it Hillview? Or was it that next college?
You're talking about Hisham.
How is he doing?
Hisham as well, man. Hisham's supposed to come back on the show pretty soon. He's a bit busy now.
Big up Hisham. Hisham had a wonderful salad.
Beautiful salad. Yeah. He does
and,
a marvelous
and I'm very
job.
Happy that you fell in line with your beautiful salad
I cannot top Hisham. Hisham does a great
job. What do you mean you can't top Hisham?
No, we're not doing that. We're not here to do that.
No, we're not doing that. But my belly full?
Yeah, I know.
I want to say thanks to Patience and Rush, you know, always providing. I mean, big up yourselves as well. Of course, no doubt we have another guest on studio with us here this afternoon. She has a very long name. You know, she's going all them names. You understand? Shannon, Tanil, Natasha.
Natalia.
Natalia, my bad. Arthur.
Welcome.
She's also known as Chef Shan or Shan. You understand? I mean, she's on what is considered to be undiscovered talent. Shannon has a passion for food and creating flavors, and leaves all tasters begging for more.
Wow!
Maybe she should have bring a salad this afternoon. Mm. You know, somebody messaged me when I was putting it on the national radio.
But you didn't tell the people what type of salad you had.
Oh.
So we can't. Yeah, you had to say you got a salad and. You recognize that the lettuce was all different colors, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's just not regular.
It wasn't regular lettuce I had.
Yeah, so that's
all. Check me looking in the empty container to see what I had now. I see Shannon Bennett too. What is she looking at?
I'm just thinking, I'm the guest now, so how come I didn't get a sample?
Miss Lady, you lucky we didn't give you a menu to bring here when he has coming.
Yeah, Shannon, follow. We out there.
We have a way we just deal with things on this show.
No. We gotta baptize Shirley, boy. You see all this? You know what? Cut all this interview thing. She just stole me into this and let me start this. You understand?
I'll leave it up to you.
Let me start this.
Ask her one time. I'll leave it up to you. Sean?
Yeah, because she just stole me in there, right?
Text her, message us, then ask him to baptize. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Now, it might be outplayed for plenty of people. But it's still very relevant and current.
We go keep it current.
Actually, question.
Shannon, do you ask?
I ain't go
baby feed you with this. What's comfort food to you?
Comfort food for me is Italian food.
Oh, Italian food. Wait.
She want a ping pong?
Wait. Let me stop right here. You telling me when you get up all 2 o'clock in the morning and you feeling for something, you know, a little, because you open the fridge. It ain't nothing really to eat in the fridge.
She always have Italian?
She always have Italian.
That way it look
like. Oh, you're going to watch a movie.
She get
right?
comfortable
and,
with
and,
Italian.
And you know, your best movie on, all right? And there's nobody else in the house. Right, and you just excited now, and you cool,
know
you cool
I'm
up
be
there.
Comfortable. Let me get some Italian. Yeah. You know what? I'm up on the camera here, so everybody can see.
Hold on.
You don't get to see that. No. You walked into this, right?
We asked Shannon, a chef, and she's also the CEO of Flavors by Shannon, which was birthed back in 2014. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Mm. What is comfort food to her? And she says Italian, lasagna.
Anything pasta.
All right, Elad. Anything pasta.
or anything pasta. Yeah, yeah. So you always have pasta readily available.
Ramen.
Big up ramen.
Ramen the too.
You're quite right, chef. Because I've actually went to a ramen restaurant, and actually it wasn't a restaurant, it was a mall. And they had about 200 different booths inside, and each person was selling ramen, all different types of ramen. I was so shocked that ramen was so popular. And they had this ramen, actually, like they took a picture, they freeze the plate and they stick it up on the wall. So you order a number one and number five, and the thing, look, they freeze the food on the plate and stick it on the wall. It was amazing.
Wow.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So just to give you guys, before Chef asked her the question, she was she has created a variety of clients for different social and political gatherings. Her clients have included, how do I pronounce this? From Agricola Credit Union, TNT Guardian Life. Shannon continues to pursue her associate degree in culinary arts in Trinidad and, I mean, Tobago Hospitality. Is this still existing?
No, they are not.
They're not. They're gone. Yeah, they're no longer here.
Yeah.
You understand? But you did work in Brooklyn, is it?
Yeah.
Pick up yourself, girl. As I feel I used to eat in Brooklyn.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love Brooklyn. I used to come to Trinidad.
Don't let him fool you. You know, he eat all over and still ain't eating nothing. So don't let he fool you. He's a fella, never had porridge. All right? His mother never make porridge for him. Imagine that, right? And
she didn't ask you, yeah?
I want to ask you this question. I'm sorry to cut you. Shannon, let me ask you this. Before we continue, before we go any way further, you ever had condensed milk and bread, girl?
Nah.
Oh, God. Big up yourself, girl.
Oh, God. Nah. Open it up. Nah. You done it.
Big up
Shannon,
yourself,
you can't
girl.
Tell me
big up
that
yourself.
You never had.
Oh, God.
Just.
If you tell me condensed milk and I read solo.
Yes.
Well, but condensed milk.
She little off of the red solo and condensed milk. Gets really carnation evaporated milk on the red solo.
Condensed milk
and solo.
And
I never had it.
And make sure it cool.
So it had to be red. Why can't be orange solo?
Red.
Dan, where country from, boy? It's only red solo we just
Nah, don't be on that orange.
Is that roti and red solo?
Well, yeah, we're talking about roti. Don't be talking
you
about
come the orange. The orange solo.
I was really off there, but I like orange.
I don't think.
Yeah.
But big up Shannon, girl. She never had it. I'm not feeling weird.
Shannon, we're not going to continue this conversation because
not.
You gave me enough fire.
Shannon never had it.
Yeah, but...
All you watch it up on Freedom Network right now. see who is Chef Shannon. She's on with the bullet guy. Oh, sorry. Chef Sean Spencer.
Jesus Christ. He's on. I'm going to take it a real on the shots here, but... The whole of Trinidad know a bullet now.
Yeah, what he's saying. Somebody now say, Chef, that's a sexy bullet you have there. You know,
there you
people
go.
Can real mama guy you.
There you go.
That is Mama Gizzo Matthews. Yes. But you know, Gil, I used to feel like they try to make me feel like an outcast. You understand? They try to make me feel like it's the weirdest thing on, you know, it's the greatest. But you and I never ate it. Good afternoon. Welcome. Quickly.
Yes, good afternoon. Good afternoon to the chef and the chef guest.
Yes,
guest.
Hello.
You know? Chef.
Uh-huh.
What then?
What's up, buddy? What? I'm good.
Well,
I'm waiting for
boy, your partner, your co-host there. He is real boss, and yeah, we bigging up himself all the time, you know, and some and this and that and things. and he's a real wedding event planner, you know.
Hey, what?
The man do so much wedding. He even do a wedding down in Timbuktu, you know.
brother, all my government business on the people on the radio. All right, now we're all thanks, eh?
Thanks,
okay.
Bro.
Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah.
So, Shannon, girl, welcome to Tasty Tuesdays. Happy
thank
to have you.
You
are a woman after my own heart. Let me hear you talk.
I said thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if I gain you clear. We gain her clear, boy?
Go ahead and talk again.
Let me hear you.
Thank you.
I heard
you. Trinidad and Tobago.
All right, good. So we have you. Let me hear you. Right, we have you.
Yes.
Nice. So welcome to Tasty Tuesdays here. We have been continuing our series here as we deal with vegetables or veggies, vegans, and all these different things. I do subscribe to that. Hello, good afternoon. Talk to me really quickly.
Davey, Chef Wallace here.
What's up?
Chef and guest.
I
heard Davey say I was handsome, and then I heard the gentleman mention it back, so I had to call because, like, Davey, I realized that as we advertising this show on TV, we don't see you, boy. We don't see you.
So wait. All the lies too.
Oh my God. Like they get the call and make DVD, man.
The man make more there.
Yeah, yeah, make out. You make out.
Freshman, you ever hear about this thing called shh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If not, we don't see you on TV, man.
He call you out.
Anyway, you know, Shannon, big up yourself, girl. I think you're a beautiful woman.
Thank you.
Lovely, you know, independent, strong, versatile woman who has never had bread and condensed
milk. I know this was going somewhere. So we on the vegetable versatile series. Are we talking about?
We're talking about pumpkin.
Yeah.
Oh, pumpkin.
Yeah.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Yeah.
Why you just, why you
well, we are Trinidadian, so we say pumpkin.
We say pumpkin.
Yeah, I don't know. We try,
but it's really pumpkin.
But it's pumpkin.
It's pumpkin. She says it so nice. Let's say it again.
Pumpkin.
Hey, hey. Let me ask you something. When did you decide to become a chef?
In 2014, actually.
So that's about 9 years ago.
No. 9 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about somewhere around there.
Yeah. I was doing a YTEP course, mm-hmm. and we had an assignment to do.
Mm-hmm.
It was a small business course.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to go and register a business and all of that. And I said to myself, I'm not just going to do this because of the course, but I'm going to further it. And 2014, I registered my business.
So, but did you actually like cooking when you was
it? Yeah, I've been cooking since I actually know myself. I used to be in the kitchen with my mom. And yeah, I think I used the opportunity in 2014 to, as I said, register my business and go for it.
Yeah. So before you started YTEP, what sort of stuff you used to do home? I mean, just experimenting stuff?
No. To be honest, you know, you have different friends working in different corporate places and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I would have done like a lunch for Guardian Life.
Oh, one nice. Or two things, yes.
You know, and.
Oh, so
and
you, you step out there big from young, right?
Well, yeah, boy.
Yeah.
You had to start somewhere.
Yeah.
You had to start somewhere. So, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. So, with you, do you like cooking actually vegetables and stuff? Do you like?
To be honest, I love vegetables. Most of the times when I cook, I do a lot of broccoli, carrots, and cauliflower. Those are my three main vegetables that I eat.
Serious?
Yeah.
So, carrots.
Carrots, broccoli, cauliflower.
Yeah, I could concur. It's something that I am, you know, I consume it a lot.
Yeah.
I do the carrots, the broccoli, and in a trip to Miami last year, November, or was it late December, I was at this company called iWed, and while I was there, I discovered that you can eat broccoli raw.
Yeah, you can.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you can.
The chef told me that after, but I'm like, I was eating broccoli raw.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, you just wash it, and it was there. In this whole vegetable vegan area.
A crudity platter, you call it, yeah.
A what platter?
Crudity.
Yes, it was that whatever thing crudity platter.
Yeah.
It was, you know, and I dip and I had a dime.
Yeah.
Because anyway with food, you know, idea.
Yeah.
Oh. You dig? So, I mean, I really enjoyed it. But one of my worst experience eating anything vegan or... What's the difference? Is vegan and what vegetarian?
Vegetarian.
Is there a difference between a vegan and a vegetarian?
Yeah, we talked about that last year.
Right. Let's remind people who missed it. Yeah. I can't remember. What's the difference between a vegan?
Yeah, the vegan is vegan. Remember, one is dairy, one is no dairy.
Oh, one is dairy. Yeah. All right. So something like that. Yeah. Well, I couldn't say, but I buy this roti in St. James, and I was vexed with myself. My mouth is telling me, at every bite, I'm going to taste a piece of chicken. So by my fifth bite, but I dumb the whole roti.
Remember again, it's a mindset. Remember, we were talking about
it's
that.
It's a veggie roti.
It's a mindset that once your brain. Remember, we talked about that last week.
But I can't deal with it.
If you could eat raw broccoli,
Yes,
broccoli.
I did.
All right. So what's the difference?
No, boy, a roti supposed to have meat. That is a prerequisite. Of a roti. And when I was biting this thing, my partner said, oh God, every day, try this thing now, man. Carry me by some place in St. James and we buy roti at the side of the road. And they had, there was bhaji with some pumpkin. Right. They had bodhi and different things, you know, vegetarian stuff in the roti. So it had no meat, man, and the parallel sauce. Listen now, man, I couldn't, by the time I buy the fifth bite, and a nice big one, you know, the roti big like the food. Nice big roti I spent my money for.
Yeah.
I felt to that. People watch, I dumb the roti. I want chicken roti breads. Give me a chicken roti, please.
Well, you know the world. You know the world has changed. Last week before we talked about eggplant. Last week was spinach.
Spinach. And this week is pumpkin,
right? And the world is evolving, and the way we used to eat, and it's really changing. Mm-hmm. And just as Jesse, you just said that you eat raw broccoli.
Yes.
And we talked about even when you were talking about a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about pumpkin, and I made the pumpkin salad. And have you tried the pumpkin salad?
I would not be trying it.
I haven't brought that for you. So next week,
I'm very happy that you didn't.
We'll talk about the pumpkin Mm-mm. salad next week, Mm-mm. and I'll bring it for you to taste as well.
Why you want to do yourself that?
Now we. So Davy is one of those who always think that to have a balanced meal or a good tasting meal, it have to include some sort of meat item.
Yes,
and protein.
Yeah, and they think so. Yeah, they're from that generation who think that. If they don't have meat, they don't have the protein. Mm-hmm. And we talked about that last week. You did not follow class last week. That there are other proteins besides
meat. You see, I did follow class, but at my age, I'm bound to listen to what I'm saying.
Oh, Jesus. Class. You're right in front of you. You're sitting right in front of you.
So, I mean, Chef Shan, tell me something. I mean, tell us about your personal experiences as a chef throughout the years. I mean, it's been 9 years. I know. Yeah, breathe.
I can tell you so much.
Let me summarize.
It has been challenging at some points, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I do have my own business, and sometimes you find different seasons, it's slower than some. But when you realize you have a job, you got through the job, a customer or client calls you to provide a particular service, you get excited. And so for me, you know, once I get that call, I'm ready to pump.
You're ready to go. Yeah.
I'm ready to pump.
So what are some of your specialty food? What do you like cooking when you go into that kitchen? Is it, what do you, you just said you like broccoli and cauliflower and stuff. Or?
If I tell y'all, uh-huh. I love watching Chopped. Right?
You know, I don't like that show.
I'll tell you why I like it. Sometimes I'll just open my fridge, uh-huh. look at what I have, uh-huh. and I'll just cook something. I'll just come up with something on the spot.
Oh, that's amazing.
No, that's amazing.
I love that challenge.
Yeah.
No, that's amazing.
So sometimes I'll just, all right, so if I go home this evening, if I have fish, and let's say I have quinoa and some vegetables.
You make a full meal.
I already know what I'm going to make.
Yeah. And that brings all the chef in you.
It does.
That creative
it
really aspect does. Of
your mister must be proud. But I telling you, I think about it. And I want listen, man, a woman who could pull out anything in the fridge and make a meal.
Yep.
You win with me, you know.
Yep.
You win with me. I mean, do you think that Trinidad and Tobago, you know, our palate is changing, evolving at all? You think we are moving, or we sticking to traditions? You think we ready for some of these exquisite taste or menus out there?
To be honest, some people, they really don't open their mind to trying new things. I think Chef mentioned something just now. I said, Davy, why you're not opening the pumpkin. The pumpkin salsa. It's something, I'm sure it's probably a nice item to eat. You know, you're accustomed eating pumpkin. Why not try it? If you like chow.
And that's one of the reasons why we have this program.
Somebody now send my thumbs up when you hit me the pumpkin salsa. The one we feel is a dance.
Yeah.
No salsa. It's not a dance. Eh?
It's not a dance.
Yeah.
You know what I made today? And pumpkin is one of the most versatile item. And it has such a blank canvas. Because it takes any type of flavor. So today I made a pumpkin waffle. My God. And that thing, I was so surprised when I made it. That thing tastes so good.
So, Chef, you didn't even bring a waffle for me?
But Davy eyes. I could see Davy eyes right now. So, yeah.
Davy, you didn't get none either?
Yeah. And again, that's bringing out the...
I don't know if he cooked this, but he bring this. Yeah, I may know if he cooked this. That's what I get. Yeah,
Lord,
I don't know if it's barbecue nuts. Or some kind of sorted nuts. But that's what he bring. I didn't even get a juice. You know, you can sweeten some juice.
Some pumpkin juice.
I mean, name some of the ways, that we can prepare pumpkin. In Trinidad and Tobago, we look at, when you're eating a roti, you get you want some pumpkin? So you get pumpkin, you get your bodhi, you get your little bhaji, you get your curry and whatever. What are some of the ways between you both? You know, before I go there, you talk about he created a pumpkin waffle.
A pumpkin waffle. A pumpkin,
that was
pumpkin,
chefs pan, always pan, creating. Pancakes, so I'm not even impressed.
Yep.
Pancakes.
I'm not impressed.
No, you're not impressed.
No,
you're not impressed.
If I taste it.
Oh.
You know where this go here?
Yeah.
You know where this go?
Yeah, at the steak.
No, why I don't like Chopped? Because every time I watch that show, I just get hungry and I cannot get to eat them things that I'm beaten. Mm. And most time I see that movie is in night when my belly in my hand.
When your belly hungry.
I can't take it. So tell me some of the ways we can prepare pumpkin.
So I did a pumped and sadly they didn't mention bringing a sample, but I'll keep you guys in mind when I make it again. I'll probably bring a sample for you.
But we didn't reach that part of the program yet. So don't say sadly and stuff because it's coming.
We
didn't reach that part yet.
Right, so I've made pumpkin ice cream.
Uh-huh.
I've made pumpkin and cream cheese muffin.
And cream cheese muffin.
Right. I've stuffed my chicken breast with pumpkin and spinach.
You stuff your chicken breast with pumpkin and spinach.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
That's song real.
So you do like what we would call it, a chicken roulade.
A chicken?
Roulade.
Roulade. Is this a creation by yourself? Have you ever heard about roulade before?
Roulade is an old term that you use where you actually have the meat and you stuff it and you roll it and slice it.
It might sound foreign to me, but it's actually a thing.
Yeah, it is.
All right. She didn't just...
And actually, you do using pumpkin. I must say heads up, props up to the chef, because pumpkin is such a creamy item to stuff it and roll it into it. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Mm, that's good. I mean, what else you had? That's about it, right?
Yeah.
But so just now, you just killed it. You thinking that that's all the thing that we could do with pumpkin? I just said.
No, I thought it was just grated and make a thing for the routine.
But she came up with
some different things.
Yeah, but I now remember one more thing.
Uh-huh.
So I did a dinner for a couple, and the guy wanted callaloo,
uh-huh,
and the wife wanted something with pumpkin. So I created a cream of pumpkin soup along with a callaloo soup. So they were side by side.
Oh.
And I did some toasted coconut with that.
Nice.
Toasted coconut?
Yeah.
What is toast?
Nice.
So you know the coconut where it's used to make sweet.
You put it in toast and toast it?
No. You shave it and then you pop it in the oven. I'll show you. Don't worry.
Where you shave? Listen, I'm trying to follow that. Okay. She shaved the coconut. Okay. And you put it in the oven. And they're called toast.
Yes.
All right. As bewildered as I am with that, it's going to be the same way. But let me go back to the pumpkin thing where you make a pumpkin soup.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't put no pumpkin in the callaloo?
No.
Well, I bad you.
If I put pumpkin in the callaloo, of course.
Well, if she wanted something with pumpkin and he wanted callaloo,
wanted something straight pumpkin.
Straight pumpkin.
And he wants it. Well, of course, you can't do callaloo without pumpkin and thing.
My father used to like it without pumpkin. True. I don't know. He's from a different bush, and I don't know where part of the bush he was from. I don't know. I watched that thing looking green in the pot there. I didn't want to part. But okay. So, I mean, I was wondering, how you did that. I mean, all right. So, we have formerly thought that vegetables should be eaten fresh as possible. It should still have a crunch. Pumpkin, for example, is cooked down in a choker. Or added to peas, and then there are no nutrients when prepared that way. Is that fact or fiction?
That I'm not too sure, to be honest.
Maybe long ago, when I went culinary school, they had a term they would use, adente, meaning firm to the bite.
Mm-hmm.
So you're supposed to eat your vegetable, you're supposed to, when you bite it, you're supposed to have a crunch. But in Trini, we don't like that crunch. We like to saute it and make sure it cooked down. And we were talking about that, I think, last week. Cooked down till all the nutrition value just come out. And one of the reasons why I was came up with the pumpkin chow to kind of expatiate that some foods could really be eaten raw in a raw process.
So pumpkin can be eaten raw?
Pumpkin could be eaten
so
raw.
So you can buy a pumpkin, slice it up and just eat it so?
Make sure you wash it, eh? Because some of them pumpkin outside it is
right.
Yeah.
Right. So you can just like you take a sweet pepper and bite it. Yeah, you can bite pumpkin.
Can be eaten raw. Just like broccoli.
Just like a tomato.
Wow. But we think we think that pumpkin could only be made as a choker. Unless it make it a choker. What about a pumpkin drink?
I want a pumpkin, Joe.
You want a pumpkin? I bring a pumpkin, mango, chow, that's a big thing, dog.
Yeah, no. Since the inauguration of the program, you're trying to get me to eat bread and corn, and you're unsuccessful. So you always make it feel like you make me eat pumpkin chow. I want a pumpkin job.
Maybe you think we should try it just to satisfy him.
You know, the couple I introduced just before you came on, they're going to Paris. Are you going to Paris with them? How we gain this? I don't know you was making a Paris travel with them. How we? You understand? You welcome to taste it and put it on TikTok. I will watch. I will watch. There's a challenge currently going here between me and this gentleman here. And unless he fulfills this, I don't want to entertain that. You understand? And the conclusion of this program, I will tell you.
And you know, so strange. I heard people talk like you on the AD Pumpkin show. They was like, okay, then this is different. And not in the sense that it's different. It's the thing that I never thought. And if I make it and you make it good, you would never know if it's not pumpkin. You would think it's mango.
Really?
You would think it's mango.
Well, I had a bit.
It's only because really I'm telling you.
How I ain't gonna know it's in a piece of mango?
There's no real difference. The only thing with the mango is a little sourish.
Somebody's now telling me here you wouldn't know if it's mango.
You wouldn't know. Time you add, because remember this pumpkin chow, you add in a little vinegar taste.
Somebody now say pumpkin chow is madness, Sean.
Yeah,
well, I know that. Yeah. What the hell?
Before you talk, or you had to go and try this.
Somebody say not to eat it raw, but make a juice.
You can make a juice as well.
Somebody say pumpkin nickel bake.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Coconut bake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. From Tobago, like coconut bake.
Yeah,
All right. Yeah. Somebody says
actually pumpkin bake is starting to get real popular now.
Yeah.
Somebody says, Davey, the only way I like pumpkin is cooked with shrimp.
Mm. Oh, okay, nice.
I agree.
I like that.
Me eating a pumpkin just so.
I like that.
But you ever had a spiced pumpkin punch cream?
What is that?
But that tastes good.
Davey, oh, this guy,
he remember Tilly, he don't look his mother, never used to make him, he call his mother on his show too, you know, to ask mommy, you ever give me porridge a drink? Boy, I'm embarrassed. Yeah, and here the mother, here his mom, my son never drink porridge. So I just try to work with him now, you understand?
All right. You have been a chef for a number of years, both of you. What are your favorite ways to cook this pumpkin? Because when I thought about pumpkin on the show this afternoon, I couldn't think about...
Pumpkin choker. Your mind stick at pumpkin choker.
That is it. Pumpkin choker, full stop. Yeah. Or you cut it up in some slices or whatever. You put it in your callaloo and that is it. Mm. Where the hell is I going to do that pumpkin, buddy?
I made a pumpkin
lasagna. I didn't even know you could eat it raw.
I made a pumpkin lasagna already. Pumpkin and eggplant. And you actually cut your pumpkin very, very thin. Just as you're making a lasagna, you bread it, you deep fry it, and then you lay down. It's very same way.
I would not be eating that. Does it have any meat in it?
Excuse me, sir.
A lasagna will have to...
A lasagna don't have to have meat. They have vegetable lasagna.
Well, you will eat it and take a picture.
And again...
And tell me how it tastes.
You are from one of those peanut gallery that... Do I have to keep convincing you? Or I have to cook it, then you taste it. You don't know what you're eating. And you say, oh, this is good. Until you figure it out, then you know.
Chef, you would not be able to trick me. I just lying you. If them come and tell me they want to get money to save the whale, they're wasting the time. But if they tell me to only
just now, wait. Remember a couple of weeks ago, what did we have? A pumpkin cheesecake. Remember that?
Yeah, boy.
There you go. You see what I'm talking about?
The pumpkin cheesecake cut. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hey, good afternoon. Davey,
Hey, hi.
Sean. You ain't feeling good at all to be eating pumpkin chow.
Yeah, why telling you?
I know, join, and yeah. I am flabbergasted to hear you eating pumpkin chow.
Listen, man.
You criticizing something you never tried, so you can't.
You don't
have a chance to have a comment because
I want to tell you, by the way, I always have access to pumpkin.
Watch out, so you
and I have never eaten pumpkin. Why are you telling me?
This is one of the reasons why I am a chef.
Yeah, yes. And kudos to you.
And we big you up. Shannon, we big all you up.
sitting at this part of the table, no problem.
Yeah, man, thanks.
Sitting at this part of the table, when I put on my chef jacket, my bandana, and my chef hat in my hand, and the lights is on, and camera is on, so which means I'm in my zone. And I have to make sure I create something that when someone eat it, remember, vegetable is my, or food is my canvas.
Mm-hmm.
So when I put on that and I turn on the stove.
You want to? All right. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hey, good afternoon, Davey. Uh-huh. And good afternoon to your guests and your listeners.
Good afternoon.
Hey, hi.
I heard the goodly young lady talk about crispy coconut and bake it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think we Trinidadians know more about we grate it or roast it and then grate it, and what we make it as coconut chutney.
You make a sugar cake.
And pepper and things. So maybe you can try that. According to one of my good friends, you had to put on a gloves when you're eating that because you will definitely bite your finger.
Eh?
I'm a good day for that.
All right, thanks. Like he had it before, boy.
I was telling you, this is you the only person in China that does not certain things, you know. I don't know what's going on with you.
You spoke to Shannon earlier in the program.
Sorry?
You spoke to Shannon.
No, I didn't really have a chance
you
to talk.
You asked Shannon the global question that we just asked, and hear what she said. She says no, right?
What's that?
No, we're not going to repeat it. We're not
it's just disgusting and just say yes.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, God.
If it's not being consumed soon, how long can it be stored for? Pumpkin, that is. If you're not eating it right away, how long?
Once you cut pumpkin, you should, if you have a big pumpkin, you should cut it, the whole thing right away. And store it, clean it, and store it. I like to store it in my freezer. Once I cut them in cubes, get a nice bag, put them in a bag. I don't like to leave pumpkin outside uncut. And once you cut it, you plastic wrap, put it in the fridge. If you don't have plastic wrap, you make sure you clean it out properly. Because once it have those seeds inside, and mind you, we didn't talk about pumpkin seeds and stuff and the benefits and stuff that pumpkin seeds have. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that salad you just now? It had some seed in the pack and stuff.
Yeah.
It had some pumpkin seed and stuff inside it.
Tastes good.
I wasn't going to tell you, but I'll wait until you don't eat it now.
And make the bowl.
There you
say
go.
It tastes good.
Tastes good.
And he didn't say no. The dressing and all had pumpkin in it and he didn't know.
Not dressing hard, but yeah, in line.
But we ain't going to say nothing. And all the So,
well then, as you mentioned, the seeds and the pumpkin, right? How does it benefit our bodies, pumpkin on a whole? You know,
in terms of the pumpkin seeds, okay, so I'll tell you, some people even use it as an aphrodisiac.
Papayo.
Lord Jesus, and she said that first, right?
So
give me back my pumpkin seed I gave it just so long. just give me back that pumpkin seed. Eh?
Are you looking for some pumpkin later?
Who looking for pumpkin, you?
I mean.
To do what?
Aphrodisiac? Yeah, ain't that.
So you now buff me because you say that's the first thing I talk about.
Not me. Bald headed. I never tell you nothing.
I walk with the hat next, I guess. Yeah, so what are some of the benefits?
Right, so it has zinc in it, proteins, and fiber.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Some of the benefits, it can be, well, from my research, right? It can be used for bone health.
Yeah.
Again, aphrodisiac. I just want to stress on that now for people
who just
want to go and get the
Right?
For insomnia prevention,
pumpkin
for weight loss and digestion,
pumpkin
and immune system.
Pumpkin builds your immune system. Weight loss.
Yeah. No, that's the seeds. I asked my body seeds.
So wait, you can eat the seeds raw?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
So, you think you have any pack there?
You can.
So you could just bite up the pumpkin seed and eat it?
Yeah, you can bite it.
So all them seeds I chew in real aphrodisiac.
Yeah, but you had to dry it out and thing. Yeah, you just go and bite it up.
Oh, you can bite it up just so?
Yeah, you can bite it up just so. You could just have to chew a little more.
You can swallow it with some water?
Yeah, and you know you don't like to chew too much. So.
All right, call me back. 627-3223 and 625-2257. You can send me a WhatsApp to 306-1065. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Any meal that doesn't know what pumpkin seed does to you, miss out half of your life, partner. Yes, pumpkin seed, melon seed. So you never had a pumpkin punch?
This boy never had porridge, you asked him about punch?
Right.
But,
he grew up in a well.
But yeah, I tell you.
That time when you call it a bourgeois house.
But yeah, I tell you, I'll call her, but the man called his mother to talk, but you understand what I deal with her.
You were a real lucky fella, boy. You were a privileged
young man. Oh, God, don't start him.
I had a single income family. Eh? My father alone was working. Eh? Me ain't no posh guy. Somebody say pumpkin chow sounds like diarrhea.
All you fighting me, I dread war, boy.
Right?
Trinidad, all you open all your mind,
please,
oh God.
Please, Lord.
Yeah. All right, let's hear what this text had to say.
Yeah, it's a nice one to make.
Uh-huh.
If I saw something, we just make this pumpkin juice.
Uh-huh.
You're using pumpkin, you put a cucumber, an apple, a little piece of watermelon, and you could just throw in a little cinnamon inside of it, and you're good to go with that.
I think I like that.
It's sound good.
I think I like that.
It's sound tasty.
Because cinnamon goes well with pumpkin.
Yeah, I think I like that.
Yeah, cinnamon goes well with
I thought he was going to say cayenne pepper.
I like cinnamon in my coffee, you know. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Davy and Tanisha. This studio for you just gave me a good laugh. I suppose, Chef, the pumpkin chow is in likeness to how the crunch of popo chow would be.
Well, the pumpkin is a little more firm to the bite.
Right, yeah. But along that type of line, yes. For those of us who, you know, might have a cooked mind, it's it.
Yeah.
But yeah. I know that I had years gone by to Tobago Nyan, and her lunch would have consisted of what I assumed was like steamed pumpkins, steamed okras, whole, and I mean like chunks of pumpkin, with like steamed fish, very lightly seasoned, and whatever provisions. Now, I guess again, that Tobago Nyan palate is a little bit different, and especially culturally so. We know about the, somebody mentioned it, the little shrimp or whatever is the correct name for it in pumpkin, and you make that into what we call takari or choka, right?
Yes,
definitely. And then the caller talked about coconut chutney, so we roast it in a fire, actually grate it, put enough bandanya and pepper and all of that. So you have that with sour or bossup shutter, the case may be. But I wanted to ask the question about the difference between pumpkins and squash, because recently we got a squash, and as we would say, it was very stringy, so it didn't cook down properly.
Yeah,
like for choka, that is. So yeah. If you could, you know, allude to that, I will listen back.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, pumpkin and squash is a family to squash is a family to pumpkin, and it's some squash are, as she says, really a little stringy in texture when you're cooking it. It's a different type of texture, and the squash has a little more sweetness to it. Actually, I use a lot of local squash in my restaurant.
Wow.
Pumpkin, I make pumpkin choka, but the squash I actually use it for vegetable. And I like to kind of roast it to bring out that kind of that sweetness taste. Yeah, because it has like a little sweetness to it.
All right.
Yeah, but it is a little stringy. Some it depends on what type of squash you get. I'm not sure what part of the world, if different parts of the world, they have a different texture.
Texas
that's what
squash.
I'm trying to say.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Well, that's the Tobagonians. I don't think it's just Tobagonians, you know, ma'am, because in my home, we would have boiled pumpkin, we would boil okras, you know, we would boil, well, bygone. I hear boy don't like bygone. Right? So, we would also cook long. Yeah, so, vegetables long time was not like, it was more common long ago in households than cooking now. Cooking now is quick. Open a can, throw it out, and long ago. Look here, boy, you even know about boiled pumpkin. And boiled pumpkin was that, depending on the house you come from, that was a regular, normal, everyday pumpkin provision fish.
Yeah.
Pumpkin provision, pumpkin rice, and beans. I hear you saying about fried egg and aloo. Fried egg and those.
Oh yeah. I think that probably here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but people
yeah. We asked people.
You half your life, boy. You really don't know how hard life was a long time and shoot it up.
You grow up rough, boy.
Eh?
You grow up rough.
We don't know nothing better. You could tell me my egg and aloo wasn't good.
Egg and aloo, boy.
Yeah, boy. That's
enjoy all, evening.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Did you ever used to eat cereal alone or?
Well, I had cereal.
Oh my God. Did she hear? Ask David. I'm afraid to ask it. Did you hear what
Davey,
she said?
David, where you used to eat long time? Just cereal, cornflakes, Kellogg's, what?
Kellogg's was eating up. I used to eat a lot at Kellogg's.
Shannon, he used to eat it with a baby spoon. No joke.
Well, I still do. Good afternoon.
Yeah, again.
Yeah,
Chef, yeah. I haven't had it as yet, but I saw recently up last week that a lady was making pumpkin pulori.
Oh, serious?
What she did was she boiled the pumpkin, and she took those things where you could soften it up now, you know?
Yeah.
And she had mixed it with some ingredients, which I didn't really see. I think it was some flour and thing, and she fried it. You know what is a ladu, Chef?
Ladu, I don't know any other word, remind me.
Right, ladu, it comes out, it comes out little like the ladu. The end of it, the pulori.
Yes, yes.
It is not light, I think, like the regular flour pulori. But it you could have seen that it It was more like the ladu, you know, with substance, you know. It's
yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
All right, thanks very
what,
much.
You see what I was talking about? Pumpkin is such a blank canvas.
Mm-hmm, it is.
It is a blank canvas.
Somebody now messaged and said, I'm listening to Tasty Tuesdays while preparing some eggplant.
Oh, nice.
We talking pumpkin. This person sent me a video preparing eggplant. Eggplant was last week. Why ain't prepare some pumpkin? Let me see. You understand? Hello, good afternoon.
Indeed.
Good day.
Yeah. Wind chimes.
Daily run in a rich man's house. I got four homes.
No.
Maybe have you eaten hot rice with curry pumpkin, some masala in it, sanded that up with a bit of costilla.
If Davey say no, you never eat pumpkin and rice.
So you cuff him down.
Yeah, Davy, don't watch, madam. Davy, you never, if you never had pumpkin and rice, I really done. You never had pumpkin and rice?
Jesu, that's pumpkin
yeah,
and rice.
Yeah, pumpkin and rice. God. You never had pumpkin and rice?
That is a meal? No, seriously, let me all
joke. Person who not eating meat, they will just eat that.
Oh,
yeah,
but
pumpkin and rice, I would like to think that pumpkin and rice is a common food. Pumpkin and rice or bhaji and rice is a common food in Trinidad.
Sorry, they're not too common about that.
So, you know, so that's what I'm saying. And I kind of digress to know that there are certain people probably in Trinidad who never had pumpkin and rice.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
a simple. Davy, you never had pumpkin and rice?
Bread, somebody
don't have a pumpkin rice too, you know?
I know, but
it's a pumpkin rice.
I'm not even going there. We started at the basic. Sada roti and pumpkin.
Yeah.
Let me start there, right? You had sada roti and pumpkin?
Yeah.
Let me start there, Davy. Jesus.
Davey, I have a question for you, though.
Wait. No. We ain't going forward.
Let me
stop it.
No. I have to ask this question from Chef Natasha, right?
Uh-huh.
She said to ask if you ever had cricks and condensed milk.
Jesus. God.
Natasha, where you come out from, Gil? You know how long me hear from you? What going on with you, Gil? Who the hell is eat cricks and condensed milk? You eat cricks and cheese, cricks and peanut butter, cricks and like jelly. Now. Or some strawberry jelly or grape jelly or something. Well, who eating Crix and condensed milk? I ain't even putting the Crix in the tea and eating that. That is ridiculousness. Crix was not designed to go in your tea.
Calm down.
That is
stick a pin. Stick a pin and calm down.
Nobody eats those things. Okay, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm sorry I had to call back, but is you see even the terminology Davey saying Crix and jelly is Crix and jam. We are from Trinidad and Tobago.
You go call your mother, you know, or you go make this man.
Talking about strawberry jelly. Goodbye.
Oh, you're going to make this man call him mother again, or I can't go through this again, you know.
Hello.
Right?
Well, I know I'm going to say the same thing because they were going on. Me don't know nothing about jam, you know.
But jelly?
I know about going outside and they call it jam and they don't make it.
Yeah.
We couldn't afford to go and buy jam and that kind of fancy damn thing, you know, call it. We going and pick some guava. Mommy boiling that. Take some sugar, throw in that, boil that.
You know, making me feel to make a pumpkin jam. I'm actually feeling to make a pumpkin jam.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, not now. Because pumpkin is such a versatile blank canvas. And we starting this from zero, knowing and talking about all this different food, but the brother never had sada roti and pumpkin. The brother never had rice and pumpkin. So how are we going to continue trying to broaden your mind if you never start as a basic being a Trinidadian? I would like to
know rice and pumpkin, boy. That is never a meal. I never see that on no menu nowhere.
All right, brother. Okay. Let me talk about some of the health benefits in pumpkin.
Yeah, let me get some of the health benefits again.
Yeah, let me get some health benefits.
Janice Murray Gill, wherever he is, those study chef. Hello, good afternoon.
Wait. Is it mommy who's calling
there? Yeah,
ma'am. Good afternoon. So I make a soup with mutton and pumpkin, sweet potato.
Mm.
And, you know, it's so simmering for a few hours. That's really good.
Mutton, you say?
Yeah.
Nice. Mutton.
All right.
Yeah.
But that was really good. But I mean, every man jelly?
Not jelly, jam.
Wait, that was.
Help me, Lord.
Nah, Davey. Davey, you can't even answer if you had sada roti and pumpkin.
Yeah, boy.
We.
But now.
I think you had to pass one of them shops in the morning, Davey, and try it out. Child, some pumpkin and sada roti.
How can I continue? How? how can I continue when the man never had Sada Roti and Punk? How?
Somebody said, Davy, tell them you're a virgin with children, they might believe you.
How? I don't even know how to continue.
Davy, right? Rice and pumpkin is vegan food around the countryside. Yeah, we from the town.
That ain't say nothing. That ain't say nothing. You're Trinidadian. All right, so pumpkin.
The benefits of pumpkin. Shannon. So we go, yeah, nobody eating no rice and pumpkin just so bread. That's not a menu.
Stop getting an answer.
That's not a meal.
Yep. Yeah,
that is when that jail food. Go ahead, Shannon, my dear.
Give us some of the benefits in pumpkin.
So pumpkin is rich in vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. It's incredibly healthy, right? It's low in calories and it's good for weight loss.
Mm.
Its nutrients and antioxidants may boost your immune system, protect your eyesight, lower your risk of certain cancers, and promote heart and skin health.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very versatile and easy to add to your diet in both sweet and savory dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also try incorporating it into your diet to reap its health benefits.
Lord help us, yeah.
I have a newfounded love for pumpkin. My phone ringing off the hook here. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Baby
white and pumpkin is nice. Pumpkin and shrimps is nice. And Sada Roti and pumpkin is nice. That is what I eat. I'm 78 years of age.
Rice and pumpkin song like a dish, Satish will eat.
How you mean? It's food. You got something in your stomach?
Yeah. All right.
Satish, this is
when the hard time come, what you will do?
Well, I mean, thank you very much, ma'am. I appreciate it. Thank you much. God bless you. Hello. Finally, quickly.
Yeah, chef.
Yeah.
So you see why when I call into his show, I was asking him to be bowlful. Arrest me, kid.
Folks, that's a wrap there for a phone call. It's High Tasty Tuesdays. That rice and the pumpkin and Sada Roti is a Satish Mahabia meal.
Sashish, you man never had pumpkin and Sada Roti and pumpkin, you know?
You ever had pumpkin and rice?
I have not led the uppity life that Davey Murray has.
Sashish, how do I continue if my brother never had Sada Roti and pumpkin or pumpkin and rice? How do I continue?
Who does eat pumpkin and rice? That's not a menu, that's not a meat. Look, Shannon, I feel we gotta do a part two. But, you know, your closing remarks as it relates
to... Eat pumpkin any way you want.
Shannon, tell us where we can
find you. Where we can find you.
Flavors by Shannon. On Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Flavors by Shannon.
Shannon, awesome. I must say it's been beautiful having you on the program. We greatly appreciate it. Such a beautiful smile. Look forward to probably in the near future seeing you again. Hopefully, you know. And tell Natasha when you see her, I say hey. Tell she I say yo. Anyway, folks, that wraps up another edition. I'm sure Shannon had a great time. She laughed real plenty.
Yeah, you have a recipe to bust.
They could always check the recipe on Freedom Radio.
Facebook. The recipe is out there, and it has to deal with, let's give you a quick...
The same pumpkin waffles.
Yeah. And it's on pumpkin choker and all these things, black beans and pumpkin. Right. So you can check it out on the Freedom webpage and you'll get it maybe next week when we come in. Don't forget, you can taste this and more mouth-watering meals prepared personally by Chef Sean Spencer at his restaurant Patience and Rush, located at number 19 Sackville Street, Midtown, Port of Spain, Trinidad. All them kisses for them people. You'll send some, I mean, Satish watching it right. Anyway, folks, they say love at first sight is often cured by a second look. But once you fall in love with Tasty Tuesdays, we guarantee you will never, ever, ever have to look again. Until the next one, when you miss us, we gone.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.